Welcome back to the Football Front Podcast. So today I'm gonna be doing a bunch of random stuff. One of those things is random betting lines, which is what I am going to start off with. The first random betting line I have is length of the national anthem over under 2 minutes and 7 seconds. That has to be like the it's like it's not on the games. The national anthem. But anyway, it's going to be Chris Stapleton. Statistics in the last 16, nine have gone over 207. And the last four country singers, three have gone over that. So I'm gonna stay with the over, which is, I believe, the favorite. So it is my I'm gonna go with the over 207 for the length of the national anthem. So the next weird betting line is the coin toss. This one's not that weird. It's a true 50-50. Heads or tails? Tails never fails. Tails leads in 29-27 historically, but heads has won four out of the last five. I still say that tails. Actually, they should have a line for whether it's gonna land on its side or not. And not heads, not tails, it's gonna land on its side. You know what? Yeah, it's gonna land on it's gonna be tails. It's gonna be tails. That's my prediction for that one. So next, this one's a little weirder. Color of liquid poured on winning coach. So the Gatorade shower. Yellow slash green is plus 165, orange is plus 300, blue is plus 400, red is plus 450, purple plus 750, water plus 750, none plus 1,200. I'm not gonna go with the favorite. I'm gonna go with red at the plus 450. My guess is gonna be red. That's gonna be the color that is poured on the winning coach, whether that's Andy Reid or Nick Sirianni. We'll figure that out later. Okay, this has to be the weirdest thing. It's on Bovada. Will Chiefs coach Andy Reid say burger or cheeseburger during his post-game interview? Yes or no? Yes, plus 165. No, minus 220. Last time in 2020, he said he's going to get the biggest cheeseburger you've ever seen to celebrate. That's what he said. So he says he likes cheeseburgers. So what are the odds that he mentions that? There's no way. It's Andy Reid, but I'm gonna go with no, minus 220 odds there. I'm gonna say no on that one. First TV advertisement, Dorito versus M&M's. I'm taking M&M's at plus 115. Doritos is minus 150, M&M's plus 115. I'm taking Dorito, or sorry, M&M's in this one. Color of Rihanna, who's doing the halftime show, her first outfit. Black minus 110, gold plus 600, silver slash gray plus 600, white plus 600, green plus 700, purple slash pink plus 800, red plus 850, blue plus 1000, brown plus 1400, orange plus 1800. Why is black that favorite? No one just wears black to start the Super Bowl. Like they're gonna wear like, yeah, I'm going with silver, gray, or gold. I'll say silver or gray. But it's going to be silver, gray, gold, white. It's not going to be black. I'm calling that right there. No way it is. So I'm gonna go with silver slash gray. Will the power go out during the Super Bowl? This is the 10-year anniversary of when this happened in the Super Bowl against the Ravens and the Niners in New Orleans. It's not going to happen. No way. Yes, plus 1600. No, plus 150. Thousand. I'm going with a no. And this has got to be the randomest one. I'm actually going to go yes. Will Tom Cruise parachute into the stadium and hand deliver the game ball to the referees? Yeah. If this is a betting line, someone definitely knows something and this is going to happen. Yes. I'm going to take the plus 2,500. Yes. As opposed to the minus 115, or sorry, one minus 15,000. I'm going to take this one. So those are the random betting lines that I could find. You can find them on CNN and see all that. That's where I found them. Just scrolling through and I see this and I'm like, I gotta do this for the podcast. It'd be pretty funny. So that's the first part. The second part is going to be the nine newest members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Rondae Barber played from 1997 to 2012. He was a cornerback. Most people know him. Don Coryell, head coach of the St. Louis Cardinals from 73 to 77, and the Chargers from 78 to 86. Chuck Howley, linebacker, played for the Bears from 1958 to 1959, and the Cowboys 61 to 73. Joe Klecko, Jets from 1977 to 1987, and Colts in 1988. Darrelle Revis, he's pretty modern. Last time he played was in 2017 with the Chiefs. Previously, I played 2014 with the Patriots, 2013 with the Buccaneers, and then 2007 to 2012, and then 2015 16 for the Jets. Very well-known player, in my opinion, I think. Ken Riley, cornerback, played for the Bengals from 69 to 83. Joe Thomas from 2007 to 2017, 10-time Pro Bowler, all-decade team, tackle for the Browns for a while. Zach Thomas, linebacker, played for the Dolphins from 96 to 2007 and the Cowboys in 2008. DeMarcus Ware played for the Cowboys from 05 to 2015 and then 2014 to 2016. He was a Denver Bronco. So those are all the nominees. Congratulations to them. I doubt any of them are listening, though. NFL honors. Now, this is a big one. MVP went to Patrick Mahomes. He definitely deserved it. He took that team to the Super Bowl they were a team that had less expectations than I'd say they usually do. So that was very impressive. Offensive Player of the Year, Justin Jefferson, definitely deserved it. He surpassed 1,800 yards in the season. Actually got 1,809. Definitely got that catch of the year, though, with the Bills catch. That was insane. If you haven't seen that, you're missing out. Defensive Player of the Year, Nick Bosa, defensive end for the 49ers. Absolute monster, that guy is. That's all I need to say there. Offensive Rookie of the Year, I think this one was far and out. Garrett Wilson, wide receiver of the New York Jets, and that's what he got. Also, the Defensive Rookie of the Year came from the Jets, Sauce Gardner. Definitely deserved it. He came through really well at the end of the year. Absolute lockdown, two interceptions, and 20 passes defended. And that was a league high. Comeback Player of the Year, no one else could have done it. It was Geno Smith. He was like a career backup. Came in, won the job in Seattle, and actually played phenomenal. Made the Pro Bowl. Coach of the Year, Brian Daboll of the New York Giants. And those are all of the NFL honors from this year. That is basically notable. Like, not doing some like this. There's a lot of other ones that aren't as notable, but we're not going to do those. Next up, we are going to be doing my friend's predictions. I took a poll with them via text, and I'll go over that in just a second. All right. Starting the betting that I get in the they I have I think seven or eight of them I'm going to go over. One being pretty stupid, if I do say so myself. My friend said 70 to zero Eagles. No way that happens. That'd have to be 10 touchdowns and absolute lockdown defense, and they have lockdown defense, but they're not scoring 10 touchdowns. Okay, sorry. My other friend said 24 to 21 Eagles. I think that's pretty realistic. My other friend, 27 to 24 Chiefs. And then another said 31 to 28 Eagles. I'm saying 27 to 21 Chiefs. My cousin's saying 31-24 Chiefs. Another saying 32-27 Eagles. Or sorry, 32-27 Chiefs, my bad. And then another one of my friends is saying 24-18 Eagles win. So if I calculate that up just a little bit, Eagles 1, 2, 3. Four. Half of them go to the Eagles, so that means the other half. So yeah, two, three, four people say Chiefs, and four people say Eagles.
It actually reflects the odds I went over. I did my full in-depth predictions in last week's episode. Go check that out. But that reflects what the ESPN matchup predictor had as of last week. 50-50. Wow. I'm surprised by that.
But anyway, that is going to be it for this episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Enjoy that Super Bowl. It is going to be an amazing game. And I'll see you in the next episode. Peace.